Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Mark chapter 1. I read for you again these words. The Spirit immediately drove Jesus out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. Baptism is a wonderful gift from God, which rescues the baptized from sin, death, and the power of the devil. It cannot be treasured too highly. And yet, when we think of baptism, we usually think of a cute baby dressed in white, perhaps in a gown used by the family for generations. Proud parents smile as water is poured over the child's head and the child coos softly or screams bloody murder. It's an important time in the life of their child. So oftentimes, following the service, the family goes out to celebrate the day by dining at a restaurant or with a feast at home. All is well with the world. But little do we realize the full extent of what happens when a child is baptized. Yes, his sins are washed away. Yes, he is made a child of God. Yes, he receives all of God's promises as his own. But something else happens. Something which we dare not ignore. And to see what that might be, let's see what happened to Jesus after his baptism. Having been baptized for sins which weren't his, and hearing his father declare that he loves him and is pleased with him, the Holy Spirit throws Jesus out into the wilderness. He drives Jesus away from people and the comforts of life to a deserted land of wild animals. There's great danger in the wilderness. And the greatest danger of all is being tempted by the devil himself. Now, Mark does not record for us the specific temptations that Jesus endured as Matthew and Luke do. Instead, he merely records that while Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days, he was tempted by Satan. And herein is the gospel for today. Jesus was tempted directly by Satan himself, with no one to help him, and only trust in his Father to sustain him. Jesus endured not only the trials and dangers of the wilderness, but especially the slings and the arrows of the evil one. And yet, he endured all these temptations without once falling into sin. He trusted his Father's words that he was the Father's beloved Son. He trusted that his Father would provide for all of his needs. No matter what happened, Jesus trusted his Father and his Word and therefore endured temptation without fail. So, what does that have to do with a baby, a child, or even an adult who is baptized? Well, quite frankly, everything. You see, when that child is baptized, he is ripped from the grasp of the devil. After the water and the word are applied to that child, after he's been declared to be one of God's dearly beloved children, he is sent into the wilderness of life, where he will be under the constant attack by the devil and his minions to get him back. There won't be a moment of peace as the devil unleashes his arsenal against him. For the devil is most certainly set against him and to lead him away from his heavenly Father. Following baptism, the child is in a fight for his very soul. Indeed, the greatest, most dangerous, dire, and basic temptation the devil throws at us is to focus our attention on ourselves rather than on our Heavenly Father and His Word. He does everything he can to get us to doubt and reject the Word and the works of God. He tries to get us to think that we've kept God's Word when we haven't. And this leads to our thinking that we don't really need the gospel or even Jesus at all. Or he'll try to get us to think that no matter how hard we try, we can't keep God's law anyway. So there's no use trying because we can't please God anyway. He tries to lead us to believe that we really aren't God's children, that God doesn't really love us, and that God's forgiveness doesn't really cover all our sins. And yet, the child is not alone in his struggle. By God's mercy, he will have parents who will teach him God's law and the difference between right and wrong. Though they too, like all of us, are fallen sinners, they will do what they can to protect their child from temptation because they know how dangerous it is. By word and deed, they will do what they can to help him avoid temptations. And most certainly, they will teach him about his Savior, who endured temptation for him. Indeed, Jesus knows exactly how difficult it is to withstand temptation. The author to the Hebrews tells us, since he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. But Jesus is more than just a helper. He's the one who has endured and overcome every temptation for us. He's the one who has suffered and died for our failure to withstand temptation. He's the one who earned for us the forgiveness of all our sins, all those times we gave in to temptation. He's the one who even now sits at the right hand of his Father interceding for us. Therefore, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Yes, my dear friends, let us go to the throne of grace and mercy for help in overcoming temptation. Let us go to that same throne asking for forgiveness for having so often stumbled. For the one to whom we cry has sacrificed himself in our place that we might indeed live as God's children. And even as we cry for mercy, we have his promise that no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Yes, we have God's promise that He will provide a way of escape from the temptation. And what is that way of escape? It is the cross of Jesus by which we escape the curse of our own sins. It's the sure promises we receive in baptism that we are and always will be children of God. It's also God's Word, which strengthens and comforts us in all temptation and affliction. This too, parents must diligently teach their children and help them to learn by heart, so that they will have it to use against every temptation that they face. For it is that word of the gospel, that word of forgiveness, that is our strength and our shield against the devil. Though we are beset by more temptation than we are even aware of, we have a sure defense. For the Lord Jesus has endured temptation for us. He has overcome temptation for us. And just as the angels ministered to Jesus, so also they minister to us. Even as Luther has taught us to pray morning and evening, let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. God grant us that we would live in such protection, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.